what she said to dude. And I'm like, damn, she is on it. She is on it.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's my Black Friday shopping experience.
That sounds intense.
It was. I just held the baby
Black
all day.
Black Friday car shopping.
And the wife just
That's a whole new world.
It's like a culture shock for me, dude. I think the newest car I've ever had was in 2002. And it was the one we just got done talking about that had the transmission problem where sometimes you'd have to come to a complete stop. If you drop from fifth gear down to third or second, you'd have to come to a complete stop before the gears would catch again.
That's
so
crazy. So
I'd be on the interstate stuck in traffic, and it'd be kind of moving, but then I'd hit the gas, and the RPMs would just go. So I'd have to hit on the brake, a full stop, let the transmission go, and then go.
That's crazy.
And people get pissed. You know, drivers in Nashville, they're always in a hurry to go nowhere anyway.
Yeah, and they're not very good at going there anyways.
And I was just worried that it was just going to fall apart, and my old lady was just sick of dumping money in it. Last month, I dumped like $275 in my time.
Nope.
And then this month it was going to be another $250.
Well, here, if it won't last, if you have to spend more than $100 for the month, that's going to make you
not including gas, of course.
Right, right.
Just in repair.
Yeah, nope. That's a whole lot of
Because that's $100 is about half of what you know someone with good credit would pay for a new car payment.
I had
and
really
it's less
credit,
than you can
dude.
rent a car for.
Yeah, so I get to drive it. It's my wife's car. I get to drive it and make the payment. So it's a give and take.
Yeah, it's a give and take. It's not your car.
I give, she takes.
Oh.
But all my Christmas shopping is done.
Nice.
All of it.
Nice. Wow, you actually.
Except for work. I have to buy like a Secret Santa, White Elephant, White Rhino. I don't know what the hell they call that game.
And it's either Dirty Santa or White Elephant, depending on
the
Great White Buffalo
bias of the speaker.
What do you mean White Elephant?
Great White Buffalo?
White Elephant,
it's not Great White Buffalo. What the hell is that?
You never saw Hot Tub Time Machine?
I've seen that, but...
Great White Buffalo.
A White Elephant
the one that got away.
Has an Indian root to it.
Oh, I understand Native American roots. Okay.
No,
so
Indian as in...
No, India.
Country, India.
Oh, India. Well, he actually didn't get that one wrong.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. So, is it racist? It's racist. It has racist
No, it's just... White Elephant was a gift that you gave that was extremely rare, extremely expensive, but kind of pointless.
Oh.
No.
Originally, it was a literal albino elephant.
Oh, like a walking around elephant.
Right. Like, what would you do with this? I know, right? It's just going to eat
Stampy?
And poop.
Stampy?
Stampy? Man.
I remember Spider Pig.
Does anyone remember when The Simpsons was good?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not good anymore.
Remember getting kicked out of the fourth grade for wearing an underachiever proud of it, Bart Simpson.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's...
That was way before zero tolerance, too, man.
Yeah.
That was when you could... Dude, that was back in the 90s when we were smoking in shop class because the teacher was cool.
They had zero tolerance a little earlier.
In Texas?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we should go there.
Let's not say we
there's
did.
There's a strong stereotype about Texas being conservative. And while they may vote conservative, there's a lot of liberal things going on.
There really are.
It's weird. It's really weird. They kill a lot of people. A lot of prisoners, though.
They kill a lot of prisoners.
I like that. I'm okay with that.
The death penalty express lane.
Yeah, they have an express lane. It's actually like it's like that lane where you go to Kroger and check out yourself.
Yeah.
You gotta hook yourself up.
Yeah,
yeah. Electric chair.
Oh, jeez. This is getting brutal.
It is.
There are like four more credible witnesses saying that you did whatever you did.
That was a lot in Texas.
Yeah. So you actually jumped to the front of the line.
Yeah, so let me
you
ask
you don't
you
have
this.
A 10-year waiting period.
Let me change the subject abruptly. I notice you doing this. All married men do. You got the little ring finger spin going on where you're using your right hand to spin your ring finger now that you're a newly married man.
Man, am I the only guy
yourself,
not married on this podcast now?
Not doing that? You're doing that now? Jewelry before?
No.
Me neither.
Nah.
And I'm married, and now I'm like,
well,
I got a ring, and I mess with my old lady. Sometimes I'll take it off and throw it across the room, just messing around. Like if she says something stupid.
That sounds terrifying. I would not win that game.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
The replacement value of that ring.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
my ring, I got it at Walmart. We went together at Walmart like a couple days before the wedding. Like, oh shit, we forgot to get rings.
Yeah.
I mean, she had a nice engagement ring that
right.
I got from like my grandmother.
Yeah. But
just the bands, we were there, said, man, we ain't got any money. Just, we need just something gold, shiny and gold that we can, you know.
Yeah.
And the Walmart lady like hooked us up, gave us like a great deal because, you know, of the story that we had. We totally forgot about the rings. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
We went to a very excellent custom jeweler.
Oh,
Thomas
weird.
Jewelers,
okay.
In Gallatin, Tennessee.
Oh, that's a free plug for them. That's
great. Well, they're great.
No, I love doing that. Support local business too.
Yeah.
Father and son.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. You know, they do all kinds of custom stuff. A few years ago, before we moved to Tennessee,
like custom jewelry, where he'll
custom
play,
jewelry,
he'll play stones and shit like that.
He'll play stones.
That's
he'll
awesome.
Do.
Oh, that is
custom
cool.
Designs.
Dude, that's so
cool. That's
he had
so cool.
Actually one of the best-selling designs for
that's
wedding
like some,
rings.
That's like some Dungeons & Dragons shit where you take skill points.
It is.
He
and one of his sons is learning to do it, like, physically, and his other son is learning to do it with CAD design and stuff.
Oh,
very
cool.
Oh, that is cool.
New world and old world meet.
I mean, he can do both, and they can do forging and stuff, like, in there. Like,
they have a forge
in
house.
Well,
wow. I want to just hang out.
No.
Let's do the podcast there.
I'm, like, pouring and molding, and so, I mean, it's not like... Not like an anvil and a blacksmith,
ding,
you know. I mean,
what's that place in Warcraft, the dwarf village or dwarf town?
Oh.
Whatever it's called. That's what it is. Like, I'm expecting like a forge.
Yeah, yeah, just in the middle.
In a dwarf city.
Yeah. In the middle of a cave.
With lava flowing.
Everywhere, lava.
Dude.
That'd be awesome.
Yes, I'm very...
Just awesome. Just bearded men everywhere.
Bearded men hammering on swords. Yeah.
I'm very conscious about my subconscious fiddling with the ring.
Why?
Because it's precious.
Yes!
I fiddle with stuff all the time.
Ah!
With my ring.
Are you saying you're going to take it off? Fiddle with it?
Yeah,
that's
some,
a dangerous game,
my
friend.
Like, what I'll do, I'll end up taking it off and, like, flipping it around and putting it back.
It's a dangerous game.
Oh, these double entendres are killing me.
Every time I wash my hands, water gets in there.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like,
if you look at mine, dude, it's got this big nick on it, right? Like,
oh,
the piece
God.
Is taken off. I was working on my car, and I had one hand on one side of the hood and one hand on, like, a nut trying to, like, with a wrench. And my hand hit the battery terminal and the battery cable. I was smart enough to undo the battery while I was under in the engine.
Okay.
But they connected on my ring.
Oh, no.
And it freaking sparked and shocked me. And I jumped and ran like a mile away because I didn't know what was going on.
And that's why your hair's like that?
It was actually on fire for a hot second. The ring and I blew it and that nick blew out of it.
What a story.
Like molten gold.
Man.
It's my only ring story. But I have a ring story.
Pretty good ring story.
But yeah, that's why that imperfect nick is in there. Kind of like my marriage. Never mind.
Oh. Sore spot. Any day now, right? Any day now. One of those kids is going.
You just started that clock over, buddy.
No.
Oh, yeah, you got 18 more years.
I told you that story, right? About how I screwed up there.
Oh, yeah. I know all about that story.
But my old lady, we were just having a conversation at one point. I was like, I think we're too old to have kids. You know, you're probably too old.
Challenge accepted.
And then she was like, you underestimate my power.
Oh, man.
And I knew it, man. And she actually told me later. She's like, I knew it. As soon as you said that, I had you. And it was like just a couple months later, she said, you really think I'm too old to have a baby? As a husband,
wrong.
That's a trap
wrong.
Question.
Wrong.
It's a trap. You know, the Death Star's operational.
It is.
So.
Admiral Akbar could have told you that one was coming a mile away.
I don't know, honey. I don't think you are at all. She actually told me that she's like right then. I was like, I knew it. I was like, off my birth control next week.
Damn.
Yeah, not me. I don't take a birth control.
Yeah, you know, to pop that pill?
No. I don't think they have a pill for that yet, do they?
I don't think so.
Why not?
You know, there's a pill for everything else.
Birth control pill.
Because if they even had that,
we would just hate our lives.
Every man would say, yes, I'm on the pill.
Exactly.
Every guy. It never failed, dude. Never.
It would be awful.
Don't worry. I'm on the pill.
I'm sterile. Don't worry. I'm sterile. But still,
that's only a thing that a white guy could say.
Young people are stupid.
I'm just saying, as a Latino, we're like never sterile. Like, even when we're supposedly sterile, it's like, I mean, how often do you see, like, old Latinos, you're like, oh, is that your great-kid? That's my kid. Damn! You're still going?
Dude, is that your mom? No, that's my great-grandmother.
Why? Why are you doing that? It is, like, you're like, wow, is that your mom? No, we're like, we're four generations apart.
Where's this going, dude?
Where's this going?
You know where this is going, because I stalk you and your family on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
And your mom is, like, incredibly hot, dude. She is incredibly just badass.
Shame my life.
That's how she's selling all them condos, selling them condos.
Well, it's usually because everyone sees her ad, like, wow.
I'm going to buy a condo from her.
I didn't know that a young woman could sell $1 million condos. You have two kids that are my age? How?
And you're gonna how mad?
I got to get married first. That'll probably happen sooner than later, though. So, you know that I was like asking around for places to get married.
From Shubia's mom here.
Jeez.
And get Miguel.
I could be your stepdad.
Stop. Stop. My parents are still married. Let's walk away from this conversation. Let's
talk
about.
Married too. What are you talking about?
That that's a
like
great
a
point.
Show.
Dude, that does sound like a reality show.
My right, best friend became my stepdad.
Dude, we had gone to some really terrible areas.
Nothing about nerds. And
let's do an introduction and try to reset this damn thing. We have
screwed it up.
Cars there for a minute.
You never know where we're
going. I was going to introduce this as gearheads of the square table.
It's like a box of chocolates, dude.
Never know what you're going to get. Yeah.
And it's Ferrero share season.
This is Geeks of the Square Table. I'm your host.
episode
109.
109?
Yeah, we do.
We don't even say the episode.
Well, you know, most shows don't tell you what episode number they're on.
Well, that's like 2 years worth of shows, isn't it?
52. Yeah.
We only stick to numbering just because we all read comic books. Yeah. So we're sticklers for numbering anyways. Yeah, we should renumber it though because it's getting
actually,
too high.
It's not
like we should have renumbered them all number one every like five episodes.
just to keep people interested.
Until we hit 100, renumber it and number it 100.
Here's a new podcast.
It's a brand new podcast, and we're just like slightly different. Yeah, all new Geeks of the Square Table.
All different
Geeks of the Square Table.
Geeks now.
Oh, that's.
Point now.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's amazing we've gotten to the end of 2015 and another DC reboot hasn't happened just yet.
No, while there hasn't been a reboot, just about every damn character has changed so drastically since the New 52 launch that it almost is, except Wonder Woman, her change was actually part of the launch.
Yeah.
But it's weird.
You know, since they've come back with Convergence, it's been really lackluster as far as the changes.
Batman is crazy.
Yeah, Gordon.
Oh,
way messed. He's not even in the proper universe anymore.
Let's say our names, because it bothers me. It's like OCD.
I already said it, my name.
Oh,
this is Geeks of the Square Table.
Oh, yeah, he did, 109.
I'm your host, Lawrence of America.
I interrupted you.
Yeah.
Then we went on about how we should renumber and be all new, all different.
That's why he is the irredeemable Gomer.
Irredeemable Gomer and
Jules. Yeah, that's right.
So what else is going on? Do we want to talk something geek already? Let's do the Iron Fist news.
This
is just a rumor.
So there's rumors going around. Iron Fist, very popularly always set beside Luke Cage, who is getting his own show on Netflix.
After this, I want to talk about free stuff opportunity.
Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we'll definitely pit the store.
Oh, yeah. So, Iron Fist, Danny Rand, the immortal Iron Fist. Very cool, very interesting, very more popular in recent years character than he had ever been.
He's had a resurgence
since
simply by Marvel announcing that he's going to have a show and fans talking about him, of the character.
Well, he's lucky to have had...
His newest run has been...
Really good. And then everyone There was the reprinting of Fraction's very fun Hawk Guy-esque run.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people have flocked to how funny, how honest, and how interesting the character is.
So there's rumor
that the character's
he's
popularity.
Already been announced that he's gonna get a Netflix
show. He was already previously announced to be one of the Netflix characters, along with Jessica Jones, Daredevil, Luke Cage.
And then Defenders eventually.
And then the Defenders eventually. However,
but that's not gonna happen, maybe.
Well, his recent surge in popularity has suggested he might end up in the cinematic universe
and get a movie,
as opposed to...
Isn't the Netflix universe in the cinematic universe?
It is, but when I say that, he should... They're thinking about giving him a movie and not a show. For the fact that Danny Rand is one of the only characters you could totally make just Asian.
Yeah,
I mean, his origin is tied into a mythical city in China. As opposed to making him a blonde-haired...
It's disputed territory.
Excuse me.
Tibet, that sort of thing.
Yeah. It is technically Tibet.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But, so...
Well,
there's lots of talk to make him...
Ask whether or not it's China.
I think Danny Rand works better in the cinematic universe, and here's why. His character, I don't think, requires the deep-layered storytelling that you need for
a television show.
His backup characters are not that interesting.
Luke Cage?
But he's getting his own show.
Right. But Luke, that's what I'm saying.
You
now,
have to do Iron
his
Fist.
Best friend
yeah.
is already been appeared into Jessica Jones and is already filming his own show.
If you do a show, it's going to have to be him in New York flashing back to his training.
Well,
I've seen that so many times, I think it would be boring.
Well, I heard they're going to drop the whole Luke Cage and Iron Fist in the movies and think, Iron Fist and Shang-Chi in Masters of Kung Fu movie-esque story.
See, I don't know about that either.
Shang-Chi?
I like Shang-Chi.
I love Shang-Chi in a movie.
Sure, if it's something necessary.
He would be a... Well, all of those guys get a secondary character.
I prefer them just to stick with the Jessica Jones, Luke Cage thing.
No, I'm saying Shang-Chi would be in the Iron Fist movie.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Shang-Chi, instead of having Iron Fist powered up with Power Man, it would be
like
him
Iron
and
Man,
Shang-Chi.
Iron Man, had several fun side characters.
Yes.
All these characters in the movie still have fun.
Cap has Falcon
and
Bucky,
Widow
who are
and
now Bucky.
Members of the Avengers.
Yes. And so the idea would be Iron Fist with Shang-Chi.
If Iron Fist, and Shang-Chi is a side character for Iron Fist.
That's what they're going for.
Because he doesn't have a lot of solid side characters besides Luke Cage.
I agree.
And I think that takes a lot away from Luke Cage and Jessica Jones' relationship, which is what I want to see. Build from the Netflix
shows. And they're building it, and so I think a lot of people agree with you right there, and that
what movie or what character should replace Iron Fist?
Well, they're talking about Moon Knight. They've really talked about getting Bendis, who has had a run on Moon Knight,
and Jessica Jones. He was a big part of Jessica Jones.
And talking about getting Moon Knight and Echo into a Moon Knight show as well. Echo, for those who don't know, was at one point called Ronin, a deaf character who beat the living hell out of Moon Knight several times. Jessica Jones and Elektra.
I don't care where they go with a Moon Knight show, but Moon Knight is a character that is worth exploring, and I think he's explored better in
a TV series
where they can go different places, they can go really weird.
Well, the cool thing about
an audience, because TV audiences are just different than movie audiences. You know what I mean?
When
you
go to movie, I like the idea because there's that rumors of Bendis working on this.
Yeah. In a TV show, you can sort of build your own formula,
and they could go with the Inception-esque. When Bendis was writing Moon Knight, he was not only suffering from his DID, but he was also producing a TV show vaguely based on his adventures as Moon Knight.
They could go in that direction.
And it would be funny to see him.
I wonder if Morrison, who did the real weird Moon Knight, the last one with
Ellis.
Yeah, Ellis.
Ellis.
Ellis, that's right.
Ellis,
that's
who
right.
gave us a detective personality, a vigilante personality, a black op personality.
Yeah. Now, what I'm worried about is
a
Moon
God personality.
It'd be also funny if the main character on the show would be the detective. And.
Now,
and is that one of the other personalities, the villain?
Well, the cool thing is they've done it before where Moon Knight thinks there's another vigilante encroaching on his territory.
Sure.
And it only turns out to be another facet of his personalities.
Now, there's also a Legion show. show that's supposedly coming to FX.
Yep.
That's based on the mutant, Charles Xavier's son,
mm-hmm.
who also, his mutant power is he's got different personalities.
I've heard they're going to tie it with...
Have different powers.
Is this going to be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe or the Fox Universe?
It's going to be part of the Fox Universe. I'm just saying, Moon Knight is kind of similar to Legion in a lot of ways as far as...
But they're
going
to pair him more with the New Mutants, which is supposed to be another show that they're going to...
I was thinking of a movie, but hey, I don't know what the hell Fox is.
No, I heard they're going to do a New Mutants TV show.
They're not doing well relatively,
yeah. especially with their superhero.
The Batman vs Superman trailer is supposed to drop tonight too.
Oh, it is. I'm probably. You know what? I heard about it.
Did you see the 50-second teaser that they had?
Yeah.
I was not impressed.
I'm still more excited for Civil War than I am for Batman.
It's not even about comparing them. I just wasn't impressed by the scene that I saw.
Yeah, no.
It made Superman look like a douchebag and Batman look like a bitch. Two things I really hate to see on the screen.
You know what moment it did make me think of, though? Do you ever watch the Justice League Unlimited cartoon?
Sure.
Do you ever see the episode where Lex Luthor switches bodies with the Flash?
Yeah.
And,
I know what you're talking about, sure.
Yeah, and he's, at one point he's like, well, if I can't do anything else, at least I can figure out who the Flash is.
Yeah.
And he takes the mask off and looks at himself in the mirror and says, I have no idea who this is.
Yeah.
And it just made me think, I was like, would Superman really even know who Bruce Wayne is?
Probably. Bruce Wayne's a pretty popular guy. Wayne Enterprise.
Well, yeah.
CEO. We know who Bill Gates is.
Well, they're from two different cities or whatever.
You know, yeah. He's out there in
the
news.
Superman, well, that's the thing about Clark Kent. Clark Kent's never really up on it. If you remember, if you've read any Superman and watching the shows, it's Lois Lane always has to fill him in on whoever they're working on.
I'm not going to buy that either. Superman seems very... available to the world. This Superman. He's made appearances. He was talking to people.
And this Lois Lane apparently has the ability to walk into like top government facilities,
sure.
Armed with nothing but an icon.
That's how these
and the ability on a reporter's budget
you know
to fly to Antarctica on a whim.
Hey man,
I'm gonna watch this movie, but I am.
It's huge.
And I understand.
It's huge.
But you gotta say it without the H.
It's huge.
But
$5 million.
But
what?
I'm scared for Warner Brothers with this movie. There's
scared.
A lot of hype for this movie
it
with nothing.
A lot of hype.
But
Batman and Superman are the big two. They are
yes,
the
but we're spinning out of a movie that didn't do well by their lofty standards.
I'm talking about the first Superman.
That movie got dogged by a lot of people.
I'm not gonna judge it based on anything but what it was presented to me as. My version, my particular favorite version
of Superman.
Here's
the thing.
But
I actually...
This is the version they're giving us.
I liked that movie.
You don't like anything.
But...
Of course you like the one thing I hate.
Gremlins 2 was much better than Gremlins 1.
It was not. Wait, do you really think that? Because Gremlins 2 is not better than Gremlins 1.
But this is the...
You're an a-hole for even bringing that up, because that's not even a joke.
I'm sorry.
I love Gremlins.
I like that Superman movie, but...
You understand why people have problems.
Yeah.
No, totally. It didn't seem like anything like the Superman comic book Superman.
Didn't seem anything like any other Superman ever.
Right, I mean, it was... I liked it because it was totally different.
Right.
And I'm not a Superman fan.
You know, and...
That's completely fair.
I don't like... That movie for... Not the reason everyone thinks I don't like that movie. I don't like that movie because they wasted my time by shoving Lois Lane, who is a good character in her own right, down your throat. That love story is forced. There's no character development with those two.
We got to see a lot of stuff blow up. And it was entertaining.
Exactly. It was
destroying...
You know, I could watch a Michael Bay movie and get the same thing. I could watch a Michael Bay movie and get the same action.
Everything else was kind of shit.
It was.
That's just.
It was. It was like watching Transformers with two little guys instead of giant robots.
The 50-second trailer for Batman.
That's a mean thing to say.
It is. I thought the dialogue was spotty. I thought the opening 45 minutes were wonderful.
With him saving the oil tanker.
You know what? All the Clark Kent stuff was the best part. The Jor-El stuff was good. All the Clark Kent stuff was good. Everything after he stops being Clark Kent is worthless. It's two different movies. It's almost two different movies.
Here's the thing that keeps it better from...
Yeah, and I know that's what Zod does, but don't do Zod in the first movie.
I agree with you there.
Give Superman a reason to be Superman, and then make him become...
What they were doing was painting aliens in a bad light. If Superman comes
too early. Too early. Zod was in the second film in the original time for a reason.
It says, check this, I'm an alien, and I'm going to save you guys and do all this crazy stuff. No, he didn't come out until Zod got there. And Zod said, hey, look, I'm an alien.
Yes.
And there's one living here.
Yes.
Who's bad. And then he's like, look how bad we are.
Yes.
That's why they needed Zod.
I understand why you need Zod. Thinks, Superman's a bad guy. Bad. Yeah. But give me a movie before I want Superman to be the bad guy. You gave me two Cap movies before you make him the bad guy.
I think that the 50-second trailer for the Batman vs. Superman that we saw was Bruce Wayne having a dream.
Really?
I don't think any of that has happened.
I can see that. I can see that.
Superman making that face.
And also, what is up with
that mean face? And why has he got these stormtroopers?
I was just going to say, what's up with the stormtroopers?
Where the hell is he getting off getting stormtroopers?
And Batman, what is up with the dumb vest thing?
I'm okay with the vest.
Vest is a useless garment unless you have no arms, and then it is a jacket.
Let me say
it is totally useless until you lose the arms, ladies and gentlemen.
This is better than a Michael Bay movie. For is that any Michael Bay movie you watch nowadays is all commercials.
It
I'm
is.
Okay with that.
It is, but
the
saying
first
all that
Superman movie was a lot of commercials.
It's a lot of commercials. I was just going to say that it was a lot of commercials.
Well, it was a lot of commercials.
It was a lot of commercials.
It was nowhere.
It's not as bad to the extent that a Michael Bay film is. I agree.
Like in Michael Bay movies, they
drinking Budweiser.
Advertising.
Yeah, I know.
The beer was like four different lines in the movie.
But no, and I understand.
Free beer.
Yeah, they got free beer.
And it's a kids movie.
Look. Yeah.
Adults are gonna go see that movie as well.
Other news. Speaking of DC and something
might
be going.
They had something in the credits that said, "Do not, please drink responsibly."
Yeah. Does anyone hear about
drinking and then flying around in the ship shooting shit? Remember that?
Right.
That's what's happening in that movie.
He also drinks beer and then threatens people.
Yep. But
that movie's so messed up. I watch it all the time. It's on Amazon. I watch it all the time. It's like one of those movies where every time I see it, I can point out another horrible freaking problem. I think Michael Bay is trying to make shit.
And getting away with it.
He's movie sell. People movie pay sell. To see
I
him.
Literally.
Because they don't have to think about it while they watch it. It's incredible.
Asked for my money back when I saw that movie.
Michael Bay, you know what? Michael Bay and Christopher Nolan are opposites to me in terms of... Christopher Nolan. Christopher Nolan wants to make movies nobody's going to want to watch.
So,
and Michael Bay wants to make movies everyone's going to watch. Like,
exactly right.
The antithesis of Interstellar is the Transformers franchise. As far as science fiction goes to me. Like, Interstellar, most accurate science fiction film you've ever seen. It takes a good sound mind to watch that movie and actually enjoy it. Transformers... 5-year-olds watch that movie and get everything that happened. Probably understand it better than I do as a grown man who likes Transformers.
I can agree with that comparison.
That's just to me personally.
Where does that director lie in the Bay Nolan?
Yeah, that's the Bay Nolan chart. That's the
Do they lean more Nolan
or Bay? Yeah.
Spielberg.
He's the perfect meridian. He's made movies that go in both directions.
All right, so in the hot scale or the
Nolan
scale, there would be the Spielberg line.
Yes, the Spielberg line.
Okay. Lots of directors fall on the Spielberg line.
Hell of a blog post.
I don't know what we should write.
Diagonal.
Where those movies fall, and then you can.
No, the Lucas diagonal is what you get. Spielberg has a line.
Lucas,
because
actually, it should be the...
it's a variant jump. Yes, it's a variant jump.
This is technical shit right
this
here.
This is some serious, like...
Actually,
I need a calculator.
So, if the Spielberg line is here, pointing diagonally up at 45 degrees, Lucas would start at the far end of the top and just go
super straight down. That's terrible. We're awful people.
Always making money, just going straight down the
hill. Speaking of Amazon, it is one of the possible new distributors for a new Constantine reboot. They are trying to save the show that had just enough viewers to be popular on a streaming service. Probably. And there's having the character just appear in Arrow, I want to say
it was.
And the spike in ratings for that particular episode have given
new life
to parties same like Amazon. Or, same actor.
See, I was hoping that he would get carried over to the new show spinning out of Flash. It's tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Tomorrow.
Well, they want
After Yesterday, Heroes.
Well, they want a darker side of that. And maybe they're going to pull you got to love DC for just blatantly ripping off what Marvel's doing. Taking darker characters and putting them on streaming services so it's more adult. I didn't hear that one before, but...
People miss Constantine's darkness, though. He's a dark character.
Well, that's why they're taking him to a streaming service and not be on a network show.
You know what would be a good show in comparison to Constantine? The same feel?
What?
Sherlock.
Yeah, absolutely. You want a Sherlock.
That's a dark show.
That is a dark
show. Those lead characters have deep, deep problems. You know?
And I want Swamp Thing. You know you want Constantine and Swamp Thing.
I want the Swamp Thing in a Justice League movie.
Right.
Okay, so...
I'm drawing a blank, man. You can play Hellboy.
Oh, Ron Perlman.
Yeah,
oh, that would be awesome.
He wears makeup so well.
Yeah, he does wear makeup so well.
Let's face it.
And his voice would be perfect.
I love that guy.
The TVs and movies, it's all about merchandise.
Absolutely.
If it's not a toy-based TV show...
That's why we have Teen Titans Go and not Teen Titans or Young Justice, because Warner Brothers loves to cancel shows because of toy sales.
You say Constantine is going to sell
toys? Well, no, if it's not a something that is dominant in toy sales, it's all about DVD sales.
True.
And DVD sales are traditionally better when they can do what the hell they want. When they can build buzz, when it's not something they saw over
there. Well,
you're
missing a big, aspect of the streaming services.
Right, no, exactly. They'll make the money off the being paid for the streaming services.
But that's not what they want.
And
that's,
that's going to build hype for the DVD sales.
That's definitely an aspect of it. I'm not going to argue that.
I'm just saying that'll help the show too.
When Netflix added another season of Arrested Development, they were not worried about sales.
Nope.
They were not worried about anything but getting people to subscribe to Netflix.
Mm-hmm. To watch
it. Get them to watch that and then have another 3 weeks worth of their month and watch other things and want to keep the service. That's why Amazon has done all these shows, these new shows. Because they want you to go there and say, hey, look, we got the same exact shit as Netflix. You don't have to go back to Netflix if you don't want to. That's why CBS streaming is going to be the exclusive home of the new Star Trek series next year.
What?
2017.
Is that really going down?
Yes! The new Star Trek series is going to be exclusive to their CBS streaming.
Because
they want people to go on there. They know people are going to get it. They'll have 1 million-plus subscribers for 1 month.
And here's the thing.
And that's it.
Yeah.
They have nothing else to offer.
Is it coming?
If you subscribe to Renegade? That new Star Trek show...
Yeah.
You will also be able to stream every Star Trek ever.
I could do that on Netflix right now.
I
have not heard that. But
yes, you can get Renegade on there too.
Okay. Is there a new show besides Renegades?
This is different than
Renegades. Okay, now I'm happy.
They just announced that Nichelle Nichols is on. Nichelle Nichols said, if you guys get the goal, I'm in. The minute they got the goal, she was the first person they called because they just got it. In the past.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
So where's the new show taking place?
Everybody is in the
That's awesome.
Dude. The dude who played Chekhov.
I knew that.
The dude who played Jadzia Dax.
Well,
The dude who played, Kim?
Yes. Yes. Ben Sisko's kid, Jake, is going to be in on that. Yeah, buddy. It's going to be sweet. I cannot wait. It's by fans, for fans.
Oh, that is
exciting.
The
new show is 2017, and it's going to be exclusive.
To CBS.
Did you not read Outrank Inquiry? Because it was a big thing on Outrank Inquiry. I did a list of different things they could do for the series.
I saw that, but I didn't think it was already a done deal.
Oh, yeah. It's a done deal.
Oh, it's a done deal?
All I'm saying is it wouldn't surprise me for Star Trek to get pulled from Netflix.
I would really hate that.
I would really hate that.
I would really, really. really.
So they have all the movies too.
They have some of them.
They have most of them. They have all the ones you want to watch.
They don't have a lot of the TNG ones.
They don't anymore. They rotate them.
I'm a much bigger fan of the Riker maneuver than the Picard maneuver.
Oh.
The Picard maneuver.
I own the TNG movies though, so I don't have to worry about that.
Even in Star Wars physics.
The Riker maneuver.
No, the Picard maneuver really doesn't work right.
No.
You can't go to light speed for almost any amount of time and be within a distance of someone. You know what I mean? You know what the Picard maneuver is?
Yes.
It's almost like slipping the clutch in the warp drive where it just lurched forward into warp. So for an instant, it looked like there were two different stargazers. That was the ship at the time. And the Ferengi ship
fired on the
ship, giving them time to fire on the Ferengi ship, disabling it. And that's when sensors were changed to adapt for the Picard maneuver.
Yes.
The Riker maneuver was when they were in the Briar Patch, and there was some clouds of gas. He collected those using the Bessard collectors into the warp coils, which usually hold plasma, totally ruining a fantastic set of warp coils on the Enterprise.
My favorite one, by the way.
And then he sort of used that as a weapon against his enemies. I don't remember who they were, but they were like on that planet where they were all healthy and they got kicked off.
Oh, yeah.
That was in the movie.
That's
in
Insurrection. What are those guys called?
Star Trek discussion on this podcast.
I totally agree. We spent a lot of the early years talking about Star Trek.
My wife got me a book for Christmas. Just got it yesterday. Do you know what the Haynes manuals are? I know Larry does. Mm-hmm. You know what Haynes manuals are?
Stolen.
You know what a Haynes manual is?
No.
Haynes manuals are... Haynes is a company that rips cars apart and draws pictures and takes pictures.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Rip them apart. They have the factory go from a drift
version. Well, anyway, it's a car rebuild
repair
manual.
Okay.
I got one for the Enterprise.
Oh, no way. Oh, that's so... Wait.
So cool. All the Enterprises are in there, and it's not really a rebuild manual.
All the Enterprises. Like
it's very cool.
And it's, I love the Enterprises. Is very sweet. Even the Kelsey Grammer Enterprise.
That
was not Kelsey Grammer.
It's a woman, that's the C.
I just read the book yesterday. I shouldn't know her name, but yes, that was the C.
Oh, yeah, the C.
The C came through a rip in the space-time continuum.
That's with Tasha Yar? Yes, Tasha Yar.
The one you're thinking about is when they were stuck in the causality.
Oh, that's what it is.
And
yes.
They kept repeating
the
same thing.
That's
one of my favorite episodes.
That's one of the greatest episodes, three, right?
Yeah.
Because of the pips.
Yes. It's the ship in the bottle episode.
Yes.
They use the same scenes over and over and over
again. Oh, it's an awesome... But everything happens slightly different every time.
But it's They only have to film the scene like
once. Yeah.
And they use it four or five times.
Love that episode.
It's very cool. Even if you're a TV geek, it's a fun episode, you know, as far as production.
Just FYI, they did actually put out a tech manual on the original Enterprise, from the original series.
I have that too.
That's awesome.
Is a rebuild manual.
Yes, I have that too.
Now, the fascinating thing is, all of it is theoretically plausible.
Yes.
It
uses the old warp scale, but yes, it's still
But they give you like
You can still go to like warp 12 or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it was. It came out. The original that one came out right before the next generation.
Yes. Yeah.
But like it gives you wiring diagrams for like the transporter and everything.
It's nuts.
Oh,
Heisenberg compensator.
That's the only part that actually you cannot build is the Heisenberg compensator.
Because it doesn't exist yet.
That's why they built it.
Yeah.
Because transporting was impossible because of Heisenberg's uncertainty principle.
Yes.
Yeah. Which states you cannot see an atom's direction and velocity at the same time. For the most part, that's pretty much what
that's pretty. That's a great way to sum it up.
Yeah. I could go into much greater detail. I could also tell you how the Heisenberg compensator works.
But let's not.
It's a long algorithm that they use to judge size.
That thing that scared the living hell out of Lieutenant Barclay?
That worm thing?
Well, no, remember he was always afraid that Heisenberg compensator it was going to fail. Because it had failed, once or twice before?
Yeah.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
Way before.
Way, not since the mirror first at that point.
Well, there wasn't in the first Shrek movie. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to forget that first Shrek movie.
A's,
yeah, that has nothing to do with...
problem with the Enterprise A.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with actually the...
Or that wasn't even the Enterprise A at that time. The Enterprise A wasn't introduced until Star Trek 3 after they blew up.
Oh,
It was the Yorktown, USS 1717.
One and two is a retrofitted original Enterprise.
Right.
Yes, yes, it's retrofitted.
It's class.
Yes.
Well, the Yorktown was a Constitution class, but it had a retrofit.
Yes.
And after they destroyed it at the Genesis planet in search for Spock to kill those Klingons, and then they got it back.
Right, because
The Yorktown.
They renamed it the A, and then the Excalibur became the B.
I believe that may have happened.
Yeah.
Ambassador class.
Yes. Well, because...
No. The B was the Excelsior class.
That's what it is. The Excelsior.
Because that was Captain Willard. Yes. No.
Yes, the B was
Captain somebody.
Sulu's ship. And they renamed it during Generations.
No, that was the Excelsior. Sulu was the captain of the Excelsior.
Excelsior, yes.
The Enterprise B shows up in Generations.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that wasn't renamed. That was christened. The Enterprise.
Okay. Yes. Well. Oh, you know what? There's
a
Sulu at the helm.
Deal out of
That's
it.
What it
there's
is.
A Sulu at
the helm.
Helm.
I was
she
like,
eventually becomes captain of that ship.
Yes, she does. Let's talk about that later. Yeah.
Mariko.
Yes.
Dude, I love this.
Generation.
Let's keep going. Mariko Sulu.
Generation is the most underrated Star Trek film because nothing happens.
It's definitely the most underrated universe. People are like, yeah, nothing happens. There's so much rich
There's so much
stuff.
So much going on.
I love it so much.
Because it's the...
I know that history.
That's the saddest...
I know, like, actual American history.
Saddest captain's, like, story ever. They both see what could have been as opposed to being captain of the Enterprise. And they both still end up choosing to be captain of the Enterprise. That's the death, though. That's the final death of Kirk.
I think the Enterprise C was the ambassador class cruiser. It was destroyed defending a Klingon base from Romulans.
Yes. Yes, because when they accidentally pull it out of time, everything changed. They have to die.
60-year ongoing war.
That's a really heavy episode because they find out they have to die in order to keep to bring about peace. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, and then you meet the Romulan Tasha later because of that. Oh, that is terrible.
Well, that, I mean, if you think about it, yeah, that's one of those stories you always hear. Oh, well, we're such friends and everything. It's a case where they really were, like, the writers were trying to actively define, how can we get our friend back on set, you know?
Yeah.
Let's write in this alternate timeline that crosses over.
You know, I'm so glad that she left the show, though, because it definitely gave Worf a chance.
Well, yeah, Worf became a
much more important character. Much more important character. They moved him sort of, well, he was there sort of as the race car.
Yeah.
You know, where look how different the Klingons are, look how different they are. But
you know, that second season reshuffled the deck and it became a better crew because Geordi doesn't become chief until the second, until after Tasha dies.
Wesley's job in
the first season. He's the red shirt and he is always almost about to die in that first season. And then he sits on the chair.
Data's weirded out. They don't quite have Data's
figured out yet. The first season's weird.
The first season of the original series was the same way. Spock is laughing.
Yes.
And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this? And it's not even the whole first season. It's like
eight or nine episodes. Yeah, that's the one they had the brown, gold, and blue.
Weird.
Yeah, and Sulu's in blue
like
for a lot of that.
Go back and watch the first season of The Big Bang Theory. Sheldon's the same way. He is very less Spock-like than he is now. You know?
Their characters evolve very well.
Yeah, so... I mean, you know, that's with somebody writing a character and hammering down what
the only Star Trek show that has the first season where all the characters were nailed was DS9.
That's
because
they planned it.
Exactly, though. They planned it that way. They knew where the characters were going to go.
I think they planned that for Voyager. It just did not hit.
It does not. That first season is a little hard as to who the characters are going to become.
It really kind of works well because they are adjusting to a different sort of...
Well, forget,
state,
they're in a different part of the universe.
Exactly.
They're in a whole other quadrant. That was the most... In fact, they're in a quadrant that should scare everybody.
Yeah. And they're on this mission on their own.
They're in the Bohr Quadrant. They're in the Bohr Quadrant.
Things are bad, and things change.
We should just do a Star Trek podcast. I don't know why we don't.
Oh, did you delete the rest of it now?
No. Okay.
We had a little break there.
Yeah, it was actually recording.
Was it recording all
yes.
that?
Yes.
It's just really weird.
But
I'm blaming Microsoft.
Yeah.
Windows 10 updates. Man, please do not update to Windows 10 and then call me with problems with your computer.
Well, you know.
It's like 5 calls this week because people can't keep their hands off shit.
Oh, no.
It literally didn't give me the option. Like, I closed at the X.
I believe you. I believe
and
that
then
you did not see where it gives you the option. I do. I believe you.
No. It's closed at the X like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next day it opened up. I closed at the X. It wouldn't close.
Was playing that game. It was like.
Then I did a hard shutdown. When I turned the computer back on, it started installing right away.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Because there's a button that says install now or.
Close.
No, or it says or ask me
later.
And the ask me later pre-installs Windows 10. So the next time the computer shuts off, the next time it turns on, it's Windows 10 automatically.
That's so obnoxious and just not fair.
We've had to warn all. I run like a tech support department for a bunch of stores, and we have Windows 7 computers out there in the stores for our service. And yeah, they're using those computers to say, "Oh, okay, yeah, no, ask me later," thinking they're dismissing,
and they're not.
But they're not. They're breaking their shit.
Oh, that's so unfortunate.
Yeah.
And can you roll back on these Windows 7?
Oh yeah, it's 3 button strokes, and you roll back. I've been doing it over the phone. I sent an email to a lady the other day who called and said, "Hey, I'm on calls right now, but this is what you can do. I'll call you in an hour if I have a free minute." She did it, and I called her, and she's like, "No, it's working perfect, thanks." I was like, "Cool. If you do it again, just do that again."
Well,
you can roll back as many times as you want.
Because it's
and within 30 days, you have 30 days to roll back to Windows 7 or 8, yeah, whatever.
Who has 8, though?
I have 8 on a bunch of computers at work.
And I'm
well,
sorry.
I mean...
It's okay. It's an okay operating system. It's
I really
okay.
like it on my phone.
Yeah, I'm just
saying. But,
on my phone.
Yeah, no,
I liked panels.
I bought
those panels.
A new
it's
laptop,
cool,
and I started with Windows 10, or started with 8, and just automatically updated to Windows 10
let
on
me,
it.
Let me throw a caveat in
there.
And
it's not bad.
If you have a touchscreen... Those panels on the screen are very cool.
Yeah.
I really don't like touchscreen laptops.
I like them. I don't mind
I have an
iPad, having the
so
option.
To me it's like, eh.
I don't
all right,
like
okay.
that bad. I've never used a
I
Windows
don't like a
touchscreen.
All right, let me put
laptop.
It this way. I don't like touchscreens on something I'm going to watch a movie on.
You know, I don't mind. I watch things on my iPad.
Is the visual
time.
Experience different for you? You see something different?
Are you aware that your... skins emit oils.
Well, you can wash that
you
shit
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you wipe it
you
off,
can wipe
man.
That shit off. You
it's like having
ass.
Glasses.
Yeah, and
you don't touch your glasses. You know your glasses get dirty after a while.
Yeah, and troubleshooting this computer right here that we're recording the podcast on, dude, that monitor is dirty as hell.
And I don't watch movies on it.
I'm just
this
saying.
Is,
true.
All right,
no,
and
I'm
you're
totally
blaming me
you.
For a computer that is not mine.
I am not blaming you at all for anything.
Yeah.
I need to take you guys to couples counseling because this is getting out of hand.
It is. I'm sorry, hon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not blaming you for anything.
Oh, if you have noticed,
see how he's dismissing.
Well,
no.
Hold on,
hold on.
Let me say, if you have noticed a sound recording difference,
I have. You don't listen to this podcast.
At this podcast.
Oh, yeah, we switched mics.
We switched mics.
It appears that it's picking us up just fine.
Yeah, it actually seems to be picking us up better.
I love my little mic. Are we letting my little mic
go? Well, no, your little mic is a good omnidirectional mic. This is not.
But it's picking everything up pretty well. I
but
think.
It, yeah. All right. But
the same sort of levels, you know.
All right. Say something, Jules.
Something, Jules. Is that supposed to do it like that?
No,
that
it's
but you see, if you look over here, how much louder I am
yeah,
because it's facing
louder.
Me.
Well, people are listening for you anyway, though. That's why people
right,
listen
right.
is for you.
Well, you know, I'm naturally the loudest guy anyway. So.
I think people do listen
yeah.
for me to get dogged on, though.
So we were talking about Star Trek.
Because it's the best.
We went on for like another 20 minutes, and I'm not sure if we got any of that. But.
Well, the one thing I always wanted to see, and I would love to see a fan series, is... More in the year of hell on Voyager.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
was
you know,
fixed. That
really...
was all fixed, though.
That never doesn't even count.
Right, I don't care.
It was great.
My
was great.
Favorite episodes of Star Trek are when the Federation is losing.
Battle of Wolf 359?
Oh,
I would love Wolf to just see that.
That whole battle?
Like, you know, a battle so intense, CG wasn't good enough to even depict it.
There has to have been somebody who has CG'd the Battle of Wolf 359.
There's a lot of books on it, because Sisko.
Yeah.
A lot of the Voyager books talk about Sisko's fight in that.
Oh, man.
And what Sisko saw.
There's clips of it. They CG'd it for Deep Space Nine,
And the aftermath. Yeah, you know,
the whole opening 5-10 minutes of Deep Space Nine is Cisco in Deep Space Nine.
It can't be a very long fight, though. The Borg
wasn't it only ten minutes? I was gonna say they do give you a really short time span for how much damage was done,
but they describe it the same way they describe the
Clone Wars and Star Wars.
Well, yeah, like the defense
epic.
I was thinking Independence Day, you know, our initial wave of defense.
Yeah.
Aww, they all died in 5 minutes. Worldwide.
Except for Will Smith and Captain Sisko. He was commander.
Oh, that's right.
He makes it out of there.
Yeah.
His wife, that's where his wife dies. Yeah. I almost said, like, passes, like it was some real lady.
Yeah.
I got feelings for, you know.
Yeah. He wasn't he was still commander, or was he a lieutenant? I thought he got a promotion to commander.
Who?
When he took over Deep Space
I think
Nine.
He was a commander on that ship, and that's why he was sent off, because the captain said he was going down with the ship.
Actually, I think he was lieutenant commander, and you could call a lieutenant commander a commander.
A commander,
Because I think Picard gives him a pip.
I don't think Picard gives him the pip. Him and Picard do not have a happy conversation.
No, they do not have a happy conversation.
But Picard just sits there and takes it because he knows it's his fault, and he understands.
Really cool, a dynamic I wish there was more with.
Yeah,
I wish there was more crossover episodes with TNG and Deep Space Nine.
They had a great few moments.
They had a great few moments, and I still love Sisko punching Q in the face. Not enough of that in that series. It's the only one Q episode.
He even says, "I'm not Picard."
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love him slugging.
Picard never hit me. I'm not Picard. I love that.
That's a great moment.
But Deep Space Nine has a very different feel.
Star Trek. It's totally different. Yeah. It's in the universe, but it is not a show about exploration. It is a show about war.
It's a show about the people.
Star Trek is about people.
It wasn't. You really got to know the cultures.
It wasn't.
True.
As opposed to just getting a great.
Wrote in a. Traditional Roddenberry style.
No.
It was written in a very Babylon 5 style.
Agreed. Well, that's what Babylon 5 is about, too, is a war.
Right. Well, they have a lot of the same writers.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. JMS.
And just...
He didn't write for TNG. Just he helped out on a couple episodes.
Deep Space Nine,
he helped out on.
But here was the thing. Yeah. In both of those series, they kind of had a beginning and end in mind.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yes. Definitely.
You know, already.
I have not seen Sense8 yet, but yes, I have heard about it.
You would love it.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
It's very JMS.
I need to watch that.
Specifically just him, really.
And in the Wachowskis.
Yeah. I mean, their direction's cool, dialogue is him. And
what
you can
series
tell
is
it's
this?
All him.
Sense8.
It's a Netflix original
series. Yeah, it's a hero show.
It's sort of not, though.
They have powers, though.
No.
They don't have powers?
No, they're just, it's eight people.
Who are all connected.
Who are
high-minded. I have seen the first episode of that damn show.
It's a really
cool
show.
It's very
cool,
dude. I have seen the first episode
It gets really good. And
it's one of those shows I can't watch with my damn kids in the
room. No, you cannot watch that show with children.
I can't watch TV with my kids anymore, man.
You just gotta find the time,
we watched the Muppet Show with my kids. You know,
that
show
is kind of not for
sitcoms.
Kids either, though.
It's a lot better than Sense8 and a whole lot better than Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah, you cannot watch those
Jessica Jones, the first episode.
You cannot watch that with kids.
Yeah. You won't break me. Yes, I can. It's like, all right, turn this off. Damn it.
Well, did you hear the interview about that actress?
Go play Grand Theft Auto.
Her mom watching the show.
Really?
Her mom apparently like marathoned it and finished it by Saturday evening.
Sure, it's her kid's show. Sure, she did.
But there's a lot of sex.
It's
all right. It's different. It'd be different for her dad.
Oh, you
having
know,
a daughter
speed of news
definitely would be different
and
for
shows
for
and
him.
Kids. Does anyone hear what HBO picked up starting in January?
Sesame Street?
You gotta tell me how to get to Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Yes, instead of 15 episodes a season as they have been,
it's
since,
still gonna be on.
It's gonna be 30 episodes
on NPR
season.
Or public radio, PBS. They're still gonna get episodes of it, yeah.
They're yeah, they're gonna get, like, after, old episodes.
But they're gonna get after the fact episodes after HBO has them. This higher joint budget effort between HBO and Jim Henson's Workshop can only mean one thing.
Fraggle Rock's coming back.
Fraggle Rock come back. And that's what we're all really hoping
that's
for.
That's all we're really hoping
for. If you were a kid in the 80s who had a dad who was either rich or knew how to steal shit,
that's what I had.
Fraggle Rock was what
had
you watched.
Fraggle Rock ruled.
Really good ladder.
Oh, my God. Yeah, really long ladder. I am a lineman for the county.
Doozers have rights too, you know.
Doozers have rights too. Let's not eat their shit. And then the doozers are like, damn it, they didn't eat our shit. We
and
gotta
they
leave.
Made too much.
That is the best, dude. That is so
dude,
my favorite episode.
That's my
too,
favorite
man.
Episode. That's my favorite episode.
That is my favorite easily.
That taught you that there are some necessary evils in the world.
And not just that, there's a different perspective on evil.
Yeah, it's so weird for Jim Henson because that character was very much like the environmentalist.
Yes,
yeah.
And she has to come to terms like, with yeah. it too. That's a heavy episode. She had to come to terms with she was fighting for the right idea, but it had the wrong effect.
Yeah, because she didn't get enough information.
No,
she
didn't.
She didn't
know.
Go to the doozers themselves
no,
and ask them.
No, she never asked them how they really felt about
and
it.
I
she
vividly
only perceived
recall this conversation between all child doozer and her mama.
Yes.
Saying, we have to go because there's nothing else to build. And this little kid doozer takes off his hard hat and has just the saddest face on his little head. And
God,
little me was torn up for a while. Oh, that stuck with me.
You know,
yes.
The doozer show?
Yeah, it's like a cartoon, though.
Yeah, it's like
yeah,
an animated
good.
Cartoon. It's not, no.
It's like Muppet Babies.
Should, yeah.
Muppet Babies was good, though. But, yeah.
Muppet Babies
yeah.
is messed up on so many levels.
But back to the Muppets, didn't Dave Grohl and Animal have like a drum off?
Yes, they just had a drum off.
That was awesome. So
did
yeah.
you see the one with Nick Offerman?
No.
Where he replaced Fozzie Bear.
Oh,
and he's and like he's coming in because Fozzie's going to explore his options as a comedian. And Kermit's like, you know what? Thank you so much. You know, we really owe you for doing this. Oh, awesome. I'd like a cappuccino machine. But not like one of those like store-bought cappuccino machines. I want, like, the copper one with the eagle on it. What? You said, you know, you
yeah.
owe me.
Yeah.
And I'm
that's
gonna
what I want.
I
want
to cash that in right now.
That's awesome. I'm going to start doing that and say, oh, man, I owe you.
Yeah,
awesome.
Oh, awesome. You
give
know
me
what
a pack
want?
Of cigarettes and a large coffee.
No, no, you should just always ask for the cappuccino machine.
Yeah, the
oh.
copper with the
I'm
eagle
be
on
realistic.
It, man. That yeah. is realistic. That everybody knows what you're talking about when you say that.
I wouldn't even know how to use that damn thing.
That isn't the point.
It probably has a 50, 60-page manual how to make coffee.
For, yeah, a shot.
You know how you make coffee? Drive to Dunkin' Donuts, say I'd like a coffee, pay, then leave. Boom. Four steps. Done.
There's an app.
Yeah, there's a coffee app, dude. They'll have it brewing hot and ready for you when you get there.
You know what I'm ready for? You know there's that Favors app where you can get people to do random things for you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm just thinking about it. One of these days that I can't come here, I'm just going
to
ask somebody.
To come
go
to
get
the
my
shop.
Box and bring it to me.
And for payment. It's
yeah.
like Uber
for
chores.
Things.
Yeah.
There will be so many customers that never leave their house from now on if they figure out what I just said.
No.
Can you imagine?
Coming to
that's
the comic
gonna
shop.
That's going to go so wrong, though.
Coming to
oh, yeah,
the comic shop.
Go
asking
so
for favors.
Oh, I don't
for
want to
payment.
I don't, especially with some of our wonderful,
closely,
wonderful
dude.
Patrons of this store.
It's not Tinder, dude. Have you heard of the Tinder for fighting? It's like you look for people to fight on Tinder.
I have heard that.
You so neat.
Is it a left hook and a right hook?
It's like, yeah, you swipe
yeah,
to fight them.
Punch.
What they need is like an auxiliary app for that, like an accessory app where you can go find these fights.
Yeah,
and
I
just view
watch
it.
And watch people
I heard
fight.
Somebody on the radio talking about that.
I would love to do that, dude. I would love to watch that.
Would
watch
you,
real fights.
Real fighting.
Yeah, sure.
You know what? It's not going to be half as entertaining
it's
as you think
not.
It is.
It's not. Unless you break them up, like in like UFC, how they break them up, throw on the ground. It's just going to be a bunch of guys on the ground punching each other in the back of the head, pulling their shirts off, dancing around each other.
But they're just
but that's what I want. And then
so
I want
long,
to record it and throw it on YouTube.
World Star.
And douchebag fights.
World Star.
World Star.
World Star. Love that shit.
I
love that. It's the greatest website of all time.
I screwed up 2 weeks ago by telling my wife, oh man, you like YouTube looking for stupid shit? She goes to this site, World Star Hip Hop, and she's like, she went there, she's like, is this just a porn site? I'm like, no. There's other stuff on there besides
mostly,
porn. She's like,
it's mostly people more than keeping up.
It is. And there's a lot of porn on
there.
There's site.
A lot of porn on that website.
It's like all amateur. Look at that, it's all work. Amateur.
It's not good.
Not fun.
It's not,
not
fun.
Fun.
No.
It's like not fun for anybody.
It's not fun.
And it's just like, oh, you're not happy doing this. No
anything,
one's happy.
Any porn that's good on WorldStar Hip Hop eventually makes its way over to the good stuff.
Yeah. So you don't want you don't
to
you don't need
and,
you don't need to.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be there.
Yeah. X videos. It'll make it over there. Eventually.
Yeah.
Well, what else do you want to talk about? My favorite porn website? Is that what we're talking about?
Star Wars days away?
Can we talk about Star Wars and realistically now?
Luke is going to die.
There is a good... No, I don't want to talk about the movie. I want to talk about everything else besides the movie for a moment. The build-up to this movie is the same build-up we had for Episode 1, and Episode 1 was a turd.
It's
There's
a little different
strong,
this time
no, it's not.
Because we all have a grain of salt coming into this
I don't
movie.
Think so.
I think
looking at the internet, no. Everyone is expecting awesome. Everyone is expecting all
because you know
awesome.
What? Here's what I'm saying.
Amazing special effects.
That's it. That's all I'm expecting.
And
you know
then
what?
I'm thinking
I am
it'll
not
be an enjoyable
as,
movie
I am
outside
not as
of
hype
that.
As everybody else.
Here's what I'm going to say about...
You saw my post on Facebook.
I saw your post.
I've been reading Star Wars since January.
So when Episode 1 came out, this was Star Wars for us.
High bar.
High bar.
You're saying the bar has been lowered.
Expected... Episode 1 to be.
Way above that.
Way above that. After the prequel trilogy, Episode 7, this is Star Wars.
Still a high bar.
Still a high bar. This is the prequel trilogy. Very low
very
bar.
Very low bar.
We expect Episode 7 to be somewhere, maybe not in the middle, but definitely far above. I mean, J.J. Abrams.
I don't have faith in J.J. Abrams.
Nobody does,
all.
Because as Star Trek fans.
You might as well be Michael Bay to me. I'm serious. I will go as far as saying that. Name me a good Abrams movie, dude.
I liked
Thanks.
Star Trek Into Darkness.
It was not good.
It was not Star Trek.
It was not Star Trek.
It was Star
Trek.
Wars.
Okay.
It was Star Wars. You had a Star Wars movie that happened to be Star Trek characters.
I don't like
so
it.
Is,
there was Star Trek's
Michael
logic.
Is Michael Bay the new Uwe Boll?
No.
I don't even think
you
no,
can
do there's no quality dialogue, director. At least in his movies and characters.
Well, true.
I'm just talking
moments.
About the judgment
Alias.
For bad directors.
I don't, forget movies. The man made Alias and Fringe, two shows I know you enjoy.
He was definitely involved in those shows. His production company was involved in those shows, but I am Bad Robot. But I am not going to give J.J. Abrams...
At least the first season of both shows.
I will
can give
him
that because he was heavily involved
for those
well,
shows.
Okay.
That's it. He was involved in Lost, too, for a while.
Yeah. Felicity.
I don't want to talk about Lost.
No.
I liked Felicity.
No, no. The
Felicity,
Alias came out of
Felicity.
Felicity.
Yes, that I knew.
Yeah, because the whole idea premise for Alias is they ran out of stuff. It was like this show would be so much easier to write if she was a secret agent at night. That came there. That's how they got Alias.
And they stole the name of one of my favorite comic books of all time that now finally has a show.
The best thing I've ever seen J.J. Abrams do is a TED Talk about the mystery box, where he says, this is the mystery box, there's something awesome inside, and then never tells you what's in the mystery box. Because that is the platform for every movie and thing he has ever done. All he does is give you the box. He never gives you what's inside.
That's a good point.
You should watch his TED Talk. And that's why I hate J.J. Abrams.
You saying all that, J.J. Abrams... has done the most tasteful amount of not spoiling this movie for everybody, as opposed to we come in an age where we know the we know everything about a movie before we even watch it.
You know what that tells me? Nothing major is going to happen. Yeah. That's what that
but we
tells
don't know.
Me.
Oh, you think
nothing major is going to happen?
So
it's just going to be a Star Wars story.
I've been,
which is not a bad thing. That's not necessarily a bad thing.
The backpedaling.
But I've been reading good Star Wars stories
for
12 months.
And
I've been avoiding all the hype in the trailers and everything because I'm like, all building up hype is going to do is give me something
down,
to be disappointed about.
But here's what I'm going to say
and,
in that. There is a very pretty little net called Disney that owns this property who will not let him put out a bad movie.
I'm not gonna.
Are you gonna tell me that Disney is gonna let him give?
I
you
don't
a
want
bad
Star
Wars,
Wars to
movie?
Be in the an Avengers movie, though. What we have to do is see something different. We have to see something that
no,
that is
no.
not
want,
the same, but still, it's Star
want
Wars
maintaining. They want another.
But
equal
Marvel's.
Movie.
I mean,
they
Disney's
want another
done a
episode
good job.
1, 2, and 3.
No,
they want another episode 4, 5, and 6.
They want a
where
phase.
Where do you go from
they
there?
They want a phase 2 for Star Wars.
I'm okay with what they want. My worry is
they
that
want it to be just like the Marvel movies. All
they
of
want
them
give,
to be.
Well, think about it. They're
right, average
about
out
movies.
To be good. And then make plenty of money.
They've got that already. They've got plenty of money.
As long as they average out good and make plenty of money, they're going to keep cranking them out every 2 years.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. The Star Wars movies are going to be their Avengers. In terms of, they're already talking about a Rogue Squadron movie.
No, that's already...
That's already in production.
Yeah, that's already
on the way. They're talking about a Bounty Hunters film. They're talking about
a Young Han Solo film.
A pure Empire film. They're talking about...
I'm okay.
They're talking about... This is going to be their start for their new phases. Star Wars isn't going to be the only thing you have in the franchise anymore.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that to you
Marvel
anymore.
Marvel movies, we get 2 a year. We're going to get 2 Star Wars movies a year.
We're
going to
get 2 Star Wars movies a year. They're going to be TV shows for kids
and
adults.
And I'm okay with this. I'm okay with all of
this. They're going to give you a universe. They're not going to give you just a movie. And you got to go into this...
I think my bottom line is... I just don't think you can recapture the mystique
you never will.
Of those movies.
You never will.
But I think that's what everyone is expecting.
I do too, but I'm going into this expecting them to do what Marvel's. They're going to give you a universe that you could build.
It's Rambo with the Force is what we're going
to
get.
They don't want
an action
to
movie. We're gonna
blow
get
you away. They want you hooked.
Yes. They want to give you a lot of characters. They want to give you stories that come out of this. Non sequitur to the main franchise.
Sure, where they can have other.
They want to give you a universe. They want to give you a new Star Wars cinematic universe.
I think we have it. I think, and I'm okay with all that.
I'm worried
that lightning only struck. They captured lightning in a bottle, and they're just not going to be able to do that again.
We'll never get back to Empire and Jedi. Let's be real. Let's just be honest. We're never going to get back to the first Avengers all right, film.
So here's
and
something.
And we should already know that now.
I on a positive note,
we can come back to that feeling,
that
but nothing's
you,
ever going to be better than that moment the first time you watch the Avengers as a comic book fan.
Practical effects as well, not
the Star Wars.
Yes,
for Star Wars,
there's a lot of practical stuff.
Adam Savage from MythBusters,
and I'm not sure that that's where they got
was
the mistake.
Talking about
those
a giant,
but you know,
but practical effects. Made them more long-lasting. Made them more...
sure, CGI just doesn't keep up.
Yeah, it just doesn't hold up well over time.
Yeah. No, I mean, you guys can try to convince... What are you guys trying to convince me? Oh, you're right, Star Wars is going
to
be...
Here's what I was trying to tell you.
I'm just not...
You're right, it's never going to be Star Wars.
I just don't think...
It's never going to be what you want.
We're never going to get that again.
There
are so many people...
But you got to go into
who
this...
Who want to go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There are going to be people who watch it every day that week. 3 times a day that week. And I'm just... Don't think that there is any movie ever that will ever be that good. Especially one that based on one that was just so good.
And here's what I'm going to tell you. It's not. But it's going to be better than I think you're giving it credit for.
I think
in
what,
the
Larry,
terms of,
what Larry said about the hype being built up, that's where I am. The hype is just so
and I see
built
it bringing
up
you down.
For this movie that it's bringing me down.
And here's what I'm going to tell you.
And I'm waiting. I probably won't see the movie until January.
We're getting
maybe February.
We're getting the same studios that are putting movies that you are really enjoying because...
Sure.
Of the first couple of films. This is them starting over again on a whole other franchise.
We'll see.
And I say, it won't be the best one.
If you go into it with zero expectations,
you'll
see a movie that you'll enjoy.
And that's what
I'm
saying.
Hard to do that.
Think of this as Iron Man 1 again.
Yeah, all right, let me...
It's a property that you know...
Yeah, but it's more complex than that.
Absolutely.
Because it's not just a hype machine. It's the excitement of Star Wars. Star Wars is, you know, part of the social...
It's an integral
Disney
part of our culture.
Disney is the hype machine.
I know.
Disney is the hype machine.
And that's my problem. Can they keep up with their own hype machine for a brand that already had such a fast-moving hype machine?
And you know what? Here's what I'm going
to
say to that.
Because it didn't slow down, even after Episode 1 sucked.
Hey,
it didn't
really
slow down.
It didn't. Because, you know, everyone kept hoping the next one was going to be better, and it never did.
And then they hoped again
and then
for Episode 3.
And it
just like the Marvel movies, it doesn't matter if it's good or bad.
You're hooked on the... On
they've already made their money off the movie in pre-sales.
You're hooked
They'll
on the
They'll make
franchise.
It on DVDs. You're hooked in the franchise.
You're going to buy the game and the toys.
Soon, right before you... They've already set the hype seeds
yes.
before... before that you've even seen the one movie, you're already starting to get hyped about
something. So that's why Star Wars bought... Or that's why Disney bought Star Wars. Not because it's a good franchise, even though it is.
But because it's going.
A hype machine.
But here's the thing.
That's my problem.
Well, hold on.
That's my problem.
Here's the thing,
though. But you have to keep up with your own machine.
And here's why Disney's the smartest one.
Their track record is good.
Look at Star Wars,
Disney,
comic
and
books
Marvel.
Before Disney bought it. And look at Star Wars post-Disney comic
Excellent
books.
Excellent point. My confidence is
Look at video
rising.
Games, Star Wars, yeah. before.
Yeah.
There was one a year. They were just cranking them out. Since Disney's bought it, they've held out. They've given you Battlefront, and then they've introduced them to Infinity. Disney is like the Mac of franchises. They're not going to give you something until they're confident they can give it to you.
They're marketing geniuses.
They don't give you something until they think you're at least going to enjoy it a little bit.
I think you're overestimating Max.
I am. In terms of marketing, sure, there's going to be better movies. Absolutely. Sure, there are going to be better...
Star Wars movies.
But is it going to look half as good? Is it going to have half
it's not
which...
going to be in 3D
if
like this
you,
is.
Honestly,
it's not going to be an Oscar
look
award-winning
any of the
film,
Marvel
but it's
movies.
Kind of,
they're not Oscar movies. They're good action movies. They're popcorn movies. They're enjoyable.
And somebody who's a fan of something that's its
own
thing...
They have mass appeal. Yeah.
I think talking about the hype machine, though, is really important.
Yes.
I think people have to understand that there is a hype machine and you're brought into it even though...
Well, you love
Star Wars. You're still a victim.
Yeah, yes. They're gonna try and get you hooked.
Let's just say,
as a little kid.
Yes,
that's how they did.
And
that's
then,
how they got me.
Yes,
that,
but
that's
you know
what they do with the
we're
Marvel. They do with the Star Wars.
Is what I'll say is, I don't think it's ever gonna be Star Wars. But I think we're being held in a better place than we were
with Lucas.
I think Disney.
It's Disney for life.
Yes, Disney wants to make money for the rest of eternity. They're not gonna put out something that's gonna flop. Or they're certainly going to wait on it.
Yeah.
They know how to make hits. They make hits.
I'm excited.
Look at Frozen. Frozen is something that shouldn't have made half as much money as it did, and it did.
It's one of my favorites.
It's one of your favorites.
I love it.
It's safe and consistent.
Yes.
It's good.
It's safe and consistent.
Good music.
That is what they're going to do.
Frozen wasn't safe, though. Frozen took a lot of different directions than your typical Disney
princess
film.
But you know why? Because they could do that. Because they've gotten to the point they can do that. And this is
That helps push the hype machine.
That helps put the hype. I'm telling you, man, this is them starting again with a new franchise.
Even
they're not going to give you a ground floor.
Even Disney's
that is super
bad
shaky.
Movies
are really good.
Have made plenty of money.
Tomorrowland,
you know what?
Was terrible. I fucking loved it.
I
really did. I really
liked Iron Man 2. Iron Man 2.
Terrible
film.
I love it.
You watch it all the way through every time.
Made tons of money.
You know what? As a movie, it's not a bad film, but as a Marvel
movie,
it's not that good.
You guys are right. You convinced me. I'm going to wait in line day one.
They are
my tent.
No, they're the best promoters.
I probably still won't see it until January.
But that's only because it's just like Marvel comic books.
Yeah.
They're the best promoters in the game. They will get you hyped for every event, even when it's bad.
I bought a book that has Amadeus Cho as the Hulk. Today I bought this book.
Why did I do that?
Because it's got a great writer and a great artist.
Because they put it in safe hands.
They tossed J.J. Abrams on it. People love him. Because he made Star Trek.
Because he made Star Trek into Star Wars. So the worst thing he could do is make Star Wars into Star Trek.
I would be great.
And I would be wonderful.
If Chewbacca's getting deep on somebody,
yes.
Moral quandary.
He wanted Star Trek
so
to be
sad.
Star Wars so bad, he put C-3PO and R2-D2 in it.
He did.
Yeah.
All right, what else? Let's move off of Star Wars. I'm exhausted.
How long was that?
Like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it is about time to yeah.
Good night, Elaine.
Good. Oh, you got it in.
She's here today.
She snuck in.
Yeah, she's not talking, so we're going to have to talk about Elaine.
She was Christmas shopping.
She got all the Christmas shopping almost done today, guys.
At the old people store.
I don't know if it's an old people store.
It used to be. Back in the day.
What?
My mom used
to. When was the last time either of us walked in an old people
store? What did we talk about? Your generation is an old people generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Anything that's not
me and Gomer are going to be the first generation of these kids today. We knew how to party when we were younger.
That's not a Hot Topic or a Chipotle. Is an old people store.
Oh, that's awful. Hot Topic just though,
it's true. Did you hear what you said?
Yeah, it's true. It's its own brand of people.
You know, always been and here's a little piece of a life advice. If you're not going to actually see people on Christmas, wait till after Christmas to get them something if you really want to get them something.
It'll be cheaper.
A, it'll be cheaper.
Because it's all about saving money.
It's all about saving
It's less it's stressful.
To save some dollars.
It's what?
It's less stressful. Yes.
Stress. Who stresses? I shop on Amazon. I click away. The stress, most stressful
thing.
Danger.
Danger.
That's the stressful part. That is stressful.
My thing is, usually...
I everything I'll worry about in January.
Yeah. The season's going in debt. Yeah. Get the kids something.
This is the first time I could say in the middle of a Walking Dead season, neither of you guys have brought up that show.
I haven't watched it anymore.
Oh, good man.
I stopped watching.
Good man, I quit too.
I should
it's
have
just
stopped.
Been really boring this season.
I should have stopped watching after the governor broke the fourth wall and looked at the camera, but I kept hanging on for another half season, maybe season and a half. Yeah, I can't watch anymore. I can't. I gave up on the comics after 75 issues.
The guy who played Shane is going to be the Punisher in the new season.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
That's going to be cool.
Now it's they so drugged out this episode.
Drug out.
A lot of drug. They are obviously doing lots of drugs.
This is a drug out comic arc that they're dragging out in the show. I mean, to the point to where someone who hasn't watched or read all the comics and doesn't know what's about to happen.
Think about this: when the sixth season still of now getting to the saviors. How did that take that long?
I'm done. I don't even like.
We're not.
About
yeah, we're gonna get to the saviors. At the
I've
end
watched
of
one episode of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Really?
I'm four episodes behind on Gotham.
You've only watched one episode of S.H.I.E.L.D.
this season.
Oh, it's so good this season.
I haven't watched a single episode of Supergirl. Dude, I'm completely caught up on Flash for some reason. I don't know.
I love
like
it. That show.
I love it.
Well,
oh man,
I still like Gotham more, but it's like I have to focus on Gotham.
Best episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season, I will tell you, you will really like as someone who likes a good story.
Yeah.
Where they explain for an entire episode just what happened to Simmons.
Yeah, they made a big deal out of it.
It's a really good episode.
Cool, cool.
You would really like it.
I've been
it.
Watching...
I'm going to catch up on Netflix.
The Amazon show, Man in the High Castle.
Oh, based on the Philip
really
K.
Good.
Dick book?
Yeah.
The alternate reality where the Axis powers win World War II. And the United States is split up almost on the other side of Nevada.
Well, it's split up by
Japan,
the Rockies.
Yeah, yes. The Rockies.
The Rockies are a neutral zone.
By Japan and Germany.
So you heard of it.
I've heard of it. I read the book back
in the
day. I was going
to say, I think I own the book.
Yeah, I read the book
it's
back in the
day. Great book.
Great book.
Great book.
Good series?
It's starting out really good. It's slow and suspenseful, though.
The one thing
it's a Philip K. Dick book.
The one thing I found that I do not have a lot of time for is doing anything extra. And that would definitely be an extra thing. You know, I don't have time. I need at least three more hours in the day.
Because they broke up the last Hunger Games movie into two parts, I never saw the first part of it.
Yeah, it's on Amazon, I think.
Well, right. No, that's the
it's
other thing. We're supposed to go see the last part of it this weekend, but so we've been going back and rewatching those movies.
You could just, you know, watch or read Battle Royale, though.
I know.
Love that movie.
I made my old lady watch that movie.
The second one's
That was a terrible movie. I was like, but it was pretty good, right? So, she just said it was terrible, because... children are killing children.
It's like
that's what I said. That's what the Hunger Games.
There's
like,
a little more to Hunger Games than just Battle Royale.
But there's a lot more violence in Battle
Royale.
The Battle Royale part is a lot better.
They still choose a random school.
Now, if you read the manga is just Hunger Games. Hunger Games is just the manga.
But
the manga, there's a whole revolution. Everything changed, the whole status quo.
And they do choose.
Well, okay, is that the reason for the manga?
Yes,
the reason for
there was a revolution by the children. The children all went crazy, hoodlums. And after they got them into check, they started randomly grabbing
one whole class
and putting them in the battle
royale.
And
only one person was supposed to survive, but this guy loved this girl so much that there was two winners at the end of this battle royale, and that's why the system broke. And they start a whole new, they start a revolution.
The kids are like, "Hey, we were assholes, but this is too far."
And they take down systematically.
It's basically the Hunger Games.
It's the Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. It's the Hunger Games.
Except it's not just kids. It's the entire. It's the entire world.
Yeah, the entire
segmented.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, they go to the Middle East and come back. And they realize there's even heavier things going on that this is so pointless to do. It's the
love that movie,
more politically aware Hunger Games.
Right. Now, I don't know if the person that wrote the Hunger Games...
She claims...
wrote that Red Battle Royale.
But it came out years before. It did.
I had heard of it and I'd seen bits and clips of the show long before.
There's nothing new.
Right. But, I mean, there's
It's a very simple premise to come across.
But
if you've read any dystopian future ever, it's
The Divergent series.
Similarities to
every dystopian fiction novel ever written.
Okay, here's the thing, though, like, where it gets a little weird. They have 3 days to kill each other.
Yeah, they had, well,
they have three days, and then after three days...
number.
Then after 3 days, they announce who dies after someone dies.
That does happen.
Does happen. One of the main characters is a little girl whose story you really get attached to, who dies tragically saving the main character. There's one guy who's very specifically good and had won the previous one before and was supposedly a shoo-in to win this one again.
And doesn't make it.
And doesn't make it at the end.
Well, I don't want to...
there's a lot of scary similarities.
Well, I haven't I haven't read
them
I haven't read the manga.
And a lot of people were like, hey,
I can't comment on that.
What about this?
Yeah.
But
let's wrap it up.
Anyway, so
we'll go home.
Yeah, we were supposed to go see that.
I
was bringing it up because I hate when they break up a movie, cuz you know what that means?
They want money.
I never end up watching the first one in theaters.
Yeah.
I recently rewatched Harry Potter, the whole series all the way through. Got it from my wife on Blu-ray. And we wanted to watch it on the Blu-ray. It's a great series.
You just read it and get
more out
of it. My
wife reads it every year. Literally, she reads it annually. She's her
favorite
series.
I stopped watching the movies after the fifth one because it's my favorite book. It's the longest book and it's the shortest movie.
They screw it up.
It's called Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Where's the Order of the Phoenix?
Yeah, they're not in there much.
Tonks changes her hair once.
Loved it.
Love Tonks.
I watched those last two movies. Definitely,
you have Gary Oldman
playing
a really awesome character who's really prevalent in the book, and is in just to die in that movie. Just a spoiler alert: Gary Oldman dies.
You haven't read this decade-long series,
And then with us, that book just pisses me off.
Harry should have died.
Yes, Harry should have died.
Actually, you know what would have been more interesting? Neville being the chosen one and Harry just being a Horcrux. And those two teaming up to take out Voldemort.
I wouldn't have liked that.
I would have liked that.
Neville had his moment.
Neville should have continued to have his moment. Harry not being the chosen one and just being a Horcrux is way more interesting.
No, it's not.
He can't be both. That seems so cheap that he's
the chosen one. If Neville had died, he became the Horcrux. Because he was the chosen one.
He's the chosen one because he's the Horcrux.
He was chosen...
to be a Horcrux.
Not to be a Horcrux. He was made a Horcrux by accident.
I agree.
Yes, he was made one by accident.
But he was chosen because
that's how prophecies work.
Yeah.
They tell the future, the unknown, before it is known.
Should've he became a Horcrux because he was the chosen.
I didn't care for Harry. I think
we're splitting hairs.
I split the hair.
Final thought, Jules.
Anyway, final thought.
Harry Potter ending is just okay. Jessica Jones is really good. Star Wars is going to be better than Gomer thinks.
We'll see.
Good night, Elaine.
Elaine, final thoughts?
Good night, y'all.
Good night from Elaine.
See you guys.
That's meta on so many levels.
My final thought, we got it's a literal shit ton. I mean, I'm not sure if that's a metric weight or a standard weight, but it is a shit ton of... interviews.
Is it a long time?
It's a lot of them. Of interviews coming up on Outright Geekery. A new one today. The entire creative team behind Blackjack Ketchum, that's a brand new image book that was just released today, the first issue, is up there. We got one with Ed Breeson coming up. We just had one with Wayward. We got one with the entire team of a book called No Mercy from Image Comics. So much love to Image Comics for setting this stuff up, and David, aka David, doing most of the legwork for the interviews, you know, PR stuff, and but yeah, check those out. Very, very cool insight from creators, and we ask them about more than just their projects, you know, that they have going on. So check those out, please, outrightgeekery.com, and tell your friends, share on Facebook and all those places.
Now, we did some bashing on the Disney hype machine.
Yeah.
And I'd actually, you know, I have to thank the hype machine, because they often give us free stuff to give away.
That's right.
So if you come into the store, we have free posters to give away for Ant-Man, which is coming out on Blu-ray and DVD next week.
On the 8th, and then I'm getting it on the 15th. I'm not sure why mine isn't coming to the 15th.
We also have...
But I think it is next week, yeah.
You know, a drawing going on for a free digital download of it.
A free digital... A legal digital. Yeah, he's not just torrenting. He's not just going to torrent
iTunes or Amazon or... Wherever you prefer to, the mouse themselves. Also, we will have a Facebook offering of some sort.
A contest, so to speak. Not so much a contest,
but keep an eye on the Comic City 2 and Outright Geekery Facebook page.
Yes.
Or come on down and drop your name in the box.
Yeah, there's a big box out here, a big Ant-Man box. I think I'd like to have that box once everything's done, because it's an Ant-Man box. It's very cool.
We'll see.
Maybe the second place drawing can be for the box itself.
We'll see.
But yeah, it's very cool that Disney does that. They really reach out to the people who they know who are cheering them on. Marvel Comics, Ant-Man, that's where
and
it's
also,
from.
Like,
and they know
they're definitely... They try not to screw over the stores.
Yes.
And, you know, I appreciate that.
Which is difficult to do when distribution isn't in their hands. You know, when they have to go through Diamond for so many reasons, the D word. And, yeah, when distribution's out of their hands, they still, you know... There's other publishers that do that, too. Great publishers that... I know they have to go through Diamond, but still try to, you know, reach out to the stores, the individual small businesses. And it boggles my mind that a conglomerate traded on, you know, stock markets and in 401ks, 80-something-year-old company like Disney reaches out to a small business.
And, you know,
it's amazing.
We often get calls from Valiant and...
Yeah, Valiant Comics.
Valiant,
great bunch of guys
and,
up there.
Zenoscope.
Holy crap.
Often calls us, you know. Thank you to all those that still recognize the small stores. When you're out unloading your wallet on Christmas goodies, feel free. We have plenty of specials going on. And we're going to be adding new specials up until Christmas randomly.
You can literally find anything here for anyone. As long as they have some sort of geek, you know, related aspect to their life. And who doesn't at this point?
Right.
We've taken over. Star Wars, Star Trek, Marvel, DC.
When these fancy computers here became a daily part of our lives, so did geek culture.
Exactly. Comic books. You know, maybe you know someone who is excited about the Batman versus Superman movie coming out or the new Marvel movies. And you want to give them a comic based on what may happen or, you know, some previous...
Are you waiting to see what Civil War is going to bring? We have it. Yeah,
I
right
read
here.
It a decade ago, and you can read it tomorrow. Yeah. Very interesting stuff. And Star Trek figures, man. Star Trek little ships that you guys got. Man, they are just amazing. The little 3 or 4 inch die-cast and plastic PVC, you know, composite... amazing detail on those, and I mean just everything. It does not matter if you know a geek. This is where you need to come for them, man.
But other than that, we'll catch you next week for another fabulous episode.
Fabulous.
Of Geeks of the Square Table.
Fabulous episode,
dude. I gotta go. It's so late. I'm starving.